Hey, this is your girl, Prophetess CL Suz. I pray that you all are doing well wherever you may be around the globe. I pray that you are in good health, in your right mind. Hey, just being able to tune in, that's a blessing. If you have not sowed the seed of sharing, please sow the seed of sharing wherever you may be. I'm elated to be graced in creating a good disturbance in the faith-based space, curating inspiration, resources, and tools that can help men and women discover their purpose and transform their lives, cultivating ground all over the globe, redefining what it means to be good ground, a Holy Spirit-driven believer. A couple of years ago, I was driving down the highway, and I heard Holy Spirit call me a soil builder. Didn't understand. I thought it was S-O-U-L, but the Holy Spirit said, no, soil, S-O-I-L, believer. Because we know in the scripture in Matthew, it tells about the thorny stones. It tells us about the rocky ground. It tells us about the hard ground, and it tells us about that good soil. So I take the title and I run with it for the kingdom of God. Wherever you may be or whenever you listen to the replay, remember, we can't change what we don't know. And what we don't know, we can't change. Ponder this question, if you will. Do you have a mind membership for your brain? Do you have a mind membership for your brain? What are you feeding your brain? What are you speaking to yourself? Because all that matters. And if you don't have a mind membership for your brain, subscribe today to Mental and Love Notes 101. That'll be a great start. You can also subscribe to my YouTube channel, Prophetess CL Suz, for some more inspirational personal development and encouragement. Again, we are in a season, a new season, and this month with a new episode, Tools for Change. Better yet, Biblical Tools for Change. Because that is the greatest foundation that any man should lay. Stay tuned each week. Share with someone. Tag someone. Do what you can to get the word to someone who needs a heap of change in their world. Some things we will discuss, such as tools for founders, investors, or careers in 2023. Tools for health and wellness, fitness and performance. Tools for new assignments and tools for traveling the world. Sadly, so many like to say, and I have heard it so many say as a cliche, new year, new me. But some folks came in the new year with the same old baggage, the same old luggage, and the same old mindset. Some old stuff that God needs to destroy before we can go into the new. That's why the Bible begins to tell us, behold, I will do a new thing. It's imperative we get rid of the old to obtain the new. Don't know about you, but this year is evident something great is getting ready to take place. How I know, you ask? Let me tell you how I know. The enemy has been attacking already before the new, even before the new year came in. Even as the new year was coming in, the enemy was attacking. But we can decipher. But can you decipher the difference? Can you decipher? Do you know when it's God wanting to get the glory or the enemy trying to discourage and abort the story? When we look at our business, are we seeing God move by the small beginnings as declared in Zechariah 4:10, or did God tell us to do it at all? So this is what the episode will talk about. Tools for founders, tools for investors, tools for careers in 2023. Paul Graham once said this quote. He said, one way to tell how good people are at empathy is to watch them explain a technical matter to someone without a technical background. So a lot of times we say we have the expertise to do something, but when we got to tell someone or relay the message to someone, how well are we telling them the message? speaking to my founders, I'm speaking to the entrepreneurs, I'm speaking to the investors. Let us not despise the day of small beginnings. We might start off small with very little, but keep going, because that is what's pleasing unto the Lord, because you kept going. You persevered. Your tenacity above and beyond what you might have been going through. Keep the faith, because the more we put in, the more we will get out. We will be like the tree planted by the rivers of water in Psalms, what it declares. Even that started out as a seed, but the roots took hold throughout the season. It started getting bigger and bigger until it became enormous, that no wind or storm will ever to destroy. It might sway. It might sway back and forth. And when the winds and the boisterous winds and all that may come and go, but it may sway. But guess what? It's bouncing back. You might have swayed a little bit. You might have thought that you were going under a little bit. You might have thought that the wind was going to take you over, break you, and snap you. But one thing about God, he said, you will bounce back. It ain't over. It's not over. You have a win-win situation going on. It's a fixed fight. You're not going under. God said, this is already victorious. You already triumphed in all things. Not some things, not a few things, but in all things. Everything that God had touched, everything he decreed and declared, it was already finished. Why are you giving up? Why are you stopping? Again, considering everything we deal with, it starts off as a small seed in small seed form. If we take the biblical principles of Genesis 1 and 11 and 12 regarding the creation of time, we as mankind was formed from a seed and started off small until we grew into who we are today. And for some, we are still growing. And if you ask an arboretarianist, they will tell you that most trees take almost 20 years to grow fully. If you think about good wine, it takes years for that wine to produce to be wine. How long it takes a market to brand? It takes sometimes years for that market, that brand to really become something. We should not despise these humble beginnings. When we consider our ways to make sure it's beneficial to God, he will perfect the outcome. That's why Philippians 1 and 6 said, he will perfect that which concerneth me. You mean you need to decree and declare that over yourself. God will perfect that which concerneth me. Make it personal. Whether it's in business, whether it's in ministry, whether it's in your family, whether it's in our nation, nothing is ever born in one day. God will perfect that which concerning me. And when we see a large empire, a large family, a large ministry, a large business, a large corporation, a large nation springing up, guess what? It did not start in the same way. It did not become that in one day. And it did not happen overnight. As we mature and establish, it takes time. As we mature and establish, it takes time. As we look at that in scripture, it was not a people that were hostile. If we look at Zechariah, it was not a people that were hostile to the project. It was a people that claimed to be realists and did not see how it could be done. Do you know a couple of people like that? Because I sure do. Some will tell you you're way over your head. Some will tell you that you're doing too much. Some will tell you, I think you just need to do one thing at a time and stick with it. Oh, the list can go on and on. But I believe the report of the Lord. As Joshua and Caleb, where are the Joshuas and Caleb in our day? that declare we are more than able to possess the land. We live in a society that many people have faith, but it was deficient. It's deficient faith that in there failed to grasp how dependent they were on God. And how it's God that's going to get them through, not you. It's God that's going to get you through to any project, not you. It's God that's going to allow us to be successful and allow it to be complete, not you. So I don't need you to have faith in me, but I need you to have faith in the God, the great God, the Almighty God. And at some people, even in counseling session, I tell them, don't have confidence in me. I mean, don't trust me. But have confidence in me to get you to the goal that you will have, that you want to get to. Don't trust me, but have confidence in me to get you to the goal that you have set for you. Maybe it will take going back to the drawing board. Are we agile enough to move as God set forth? Sometimes our feeble efforts may seem hopeless, out of scale with the task at hand. But in God, our efforts are important regardless. Whatever steps God told you to take as a founder, whatever steps God told you to take as an investor, whatever steps that God told you to take as an entrepreneur, take them. Take them without any regret. Take them. If God shows you the vision, he will make provision, but make sure you are not reading and running with it. Habakkuk 2 declared that. Write the vision, make it plain that he that run shall read, that he that read it shall run with it. Don't make sure that you're not reading and running, because that's not your job. God has someone ready to run and a financial provider to make sure that the vision he gave come to pass. You'll wonder why people are trying to bless your business. You'll wonder why people are trying to bless your ministry. You'll wonder why, but God said, I put them in place to do such a thing. If you seem to be struggling on every side, ask God, is this you or is this me? Or be like the disciples on the mountain of the transfiguration that asked Jesus, is it good for us to be here? Am I in the right place, God? At the right time. Maybe you haven't stepped in the arena of founder, but even in your career, make sure you are in the right place at the right time. Make sure it's where God will have you and not you just being there because I'm comfortable or this is familiar. We can hurt our own selves as well because of fear to move when God says go. Holding our own self back because we are in fear. And God, we know God didn't give us the spirit of fear, but love, faith, and a sound mind. Is your mind sound enough to know and hear God when he say move, when he say go, when he say let go? Wherever you find yourself in 2023, do unto the Lord and not unto men. Do unto the Lord and not unto men. Let me say that again. Do unto the Lord and not unto men. Trust God in it all. Dare not despise wherever he sends you, but rejoice. We shall possess the land, and whatever our hands find to do, we shall do it, and we shall do it with exploits. Job 8:7 picked it up like this, and though your beginning was small, your latter days will be very great. Oh, Matthew backed him up and declared, the kingdom of heaven is like a grain of mustard seed that a man took and sowed in his field. It is the smallest of all seed, but when it has grown, it is larger than all the garden plants and become a tree so that the birds of the air come and make nests in its branches. What will your legacy be? Who will benefit from your obedience? What generation will you help along this journey? Even as the book of Matthew declared that the birds will benefit from that tree, who will your tree help? Who will your business help? Who will your as being a founder help? Who are you helping? Whether we move in obedience or disobedience, we will affect the whole generation. Whether you move in obedience or disobedience, we will affect the whole generation. Who are you helping? What is your business doing to help others? What problems are you solving? We all come in this world with an empty toolbox. We all come in this world with an empty toolbox. And as our time, as our experience, as our pain, as our agony, as the things that we rejoice in, the things that we've been delivered from, we begin to gain more things in the toolbox to help others along the way. But what is in your toolbox? Who are you helping? Who have you been designed to help? Maybe you're not a founder. Maybe you're not an entrepreneur. Maybe you're not an investor. But who are you helping in this time and this season? Even on your career. Even in your career. You shouldn't be just going to work just to get a paycheck. But who are you affecting? Who are you helping? Who are you helping pull to the kingdom of God? Are you just there to just be nasty and hateful? Thinking it's, whoa, it's all about me, myself, and I. Consider your ways if that's you. Consider your ways if that's you. But who are you helping on this journey? What do you have in your toolbox that you can help someone else? Not to be burdened by someone else, but what can you help in this toolbox to help somebody else? Because let me tell you something. There are times that you can offer people, and there are times that you want to help people and give them what's in your toolbox, and they'll take it, and or they don't want it, or they won't understand it, and then you got to understand, okay, I got to move on. And as I heard so adamantly from Dr. Faith Wotkoma, she once said, you pay the price for the knowledge that you have, and let somebody else pay your price as well. Because everybody want everything free. We will never be in business since everything is free. Salvation came with a cost. It wasn't even free. I hear people say that all the time. Salvation is the only thing free. But it cost Jesus his life. That we can have life. It cost Jesus. His blood being shed. It cost him. Only thing that's free in this on this earth realm is to love ye one another as he has loved us. But the days of free giving stuff free, that season is over. There's some things that God will allow us to give and not have a cost attached to it. But there are times that we got to launch out into the deep. And even that came with a toil and a cost. Whatever tool that you have in your toolbox, let that be the tool of change for you. Let that be the tool of change for you. And the greatest change that we need is to understand, not just read the scripture, but apply them to our lives each and every day. God, what are you saying to me? How are you changing me? How are you affecting me, God, that I can be an effective peace to someone else in a good way and not a bad way? Take the time to look in your toolbox. You using something that's outdated and rusty? Upgrade. This is a season of upgrading. If God giving you a vision and you still holding on to the old blueprints, upgrade. If God is moving you into one area or the other, but you still want to stay in there, upgrade. Reset and upgrade. Reset and upgrade. Reset and upgrade. God is wanting to do more. It's time for a refreshing. It's time for a resurrection. It's time for us to come up higher. Because we got too many people who are waiting on us to get there. All right, this is your girl, Prophetess CL Suss, with Mental and Love Notes 101, the episode, Tools for Change. Make sure you have your biblical tools to help not only change you, but to transform you. All right, good people, this is your girl, CL Suss. Much love, peace, and blessings unto you.